The fantasy of their day job turns into a living nightmare when the lines of reality are blurred as two B-movie starlets battle movie monsters by day and real monsters by night. Now, if they could only get along with each other.
You bitch!
When the cameras stop rolling, the real terror begins.
I love Lucifer.
Created by Susie Singer Carter and Don Preece. Episode 15, Bonus Feed Drop, Delivery.
Hi there, this is Don Preece, co-creator and producer of I Love Lucifer, the podcast. While we prepare to bring you an exciting season 2, we are committed to bringing you entertaining bonus episodes. In today's episode 15, we are delivering a full episode of Delivery Podcast, one of our favorites from our podcast family. Delivery Podcast is an audio horror in 13 episodes that chronicles the subtle discoveries of a small group just prior to a major event. Clouds gather. Something is coming. In episode 10, Chastity, Part 1, Jimmy visits Chastity Wilcox in her motel room to discuss the old crew. So, without further ado, please enjoy Delivery Podcast, Episode 10, Chastity, Part 1. And remember, if you like the episode, please subscribe, rate, and review. And don't forget to tell your friends about I Love Lucifer, the podcast.
Celebrity Tumor presents Delivery.
You won't use my real name.
Nah, and I'll split what I get from a d***ed magazine, like I told you on the phone.
How much, you reckon?
No idea. It's Big Outfit, right? You know the magazine. I got a guy there.
That Mark fella left me all the messages.
That's him. Right disappointed you wouldn't return his call.
Goddamn right. I'm a private person, Jimmy.
Clearly.
How long's it been now?
Too long, Chastity. Too damn long. Last time we spoke, you were doing well for yourself.
Life has one hell of a left hook. I like motels. Nobody sees me. There's a family of roaches behind this Wyeth knockoff. Hangs over the bed. Sweet dreams.
My room's got a Rothko. Listen, I appreciate you talking with me.
Good looking fella like you? Anytime, dandelion.
What the hell's that?
Police scanner. Don't ask.
Right. Last time we met up was in Jersey. When was that? 04?
Nah, later than that, Jimbo.
Said you were working with local law enforcement.
Investigator for District Attorney's Office. Didn't pan out.
You mentioned something back then. Said you wanted to interview some of the old crew.
Yep, the couriers.
You ever tracked down anyone other than me?
One or two? Real bitch to find, too. You remember Brian?
Of course. He's the one that introduced me to Twitchy. Big fella.
Doing a stretch up in Red Onion.
Oh shit. For what?
B&E. Attempted arson. You ever go on a run out to that industrial park in Verena?
I know the place.
Crazy some bitch tried to torch it. Tripped the alarm. Local boys found him sitting in a puddle of gasoline, buck naked. Seems he couldn't get the lighter to work.
He was naked?
As a jaybird, wailing too. Says he don't remember too much about it now.
Nothing at all?
Changed man. Mumbles a lot. Broken? Hard to say. Red Onion ain't no joke.
He wouldn't be the first.
Said he was trying to get proof. Don't know why you'd need gasoline for that.
Proof of what?
Kept going on about a takeover. Talking about the patient ones. Thought it a bunch of hooey at the time.
Immigration? He was waxing political or something?
Thought that too. But it's kookier than all that. Occupational hazard. Long hours. Need to stay awake.
Right.
He'd be real serious, you know. Staring me in the eyes. Say some weird shit like, I'm losing myself, chastity. Then go all dead-eyed.
Dead-eyed?
Best I can say. Like a junkie or these gals you see at the truck stops. Lights out. You feel me, Jimmy?
Emotionless. Recurring theme.
You're sharp. Didn't get much out of him. Grady, that scrawny fella with the limp, he had a whopper.
You track him down too?
He's a welder in Wyoming. Tell you, I'll not go back there. Didn't sit well with me. What do you think it all means?
Dunno. A lot of stories floating around.
That's what got me interested. Also got me in trouble in Jersey. They got worried.
About what?
My extracurriculars. Too risky for the state prosecution to have one of their own getting hauled in.
You got arrested.
Almost. Wasn't tight enough with the local PD to be cut loose. But it made the DA squirrely.
Moonlighting?
Sorta. Only not for pay. A few of the DA jobs turned up peripherals.
You couldn't resist.
You're one of the few who get why. See your wife shouting at her husband ain't nothing new. Drop that scene into a certain side of the tracks and you get a daily portrait of poverty. See your husband stand motionless, smiling all the while his missus is berating him. You're looking at a broken man. Too many hours overtime to avoid coming home. See that same shit happen every bit as often on the money side of the tracks. You reckon times are tough. But Jimmy Lord's my witness, I was seeing that everywhere.
You're in good company.
Yeah. I get that now. In the movies, investigator is focused during a stakeout. Really, you get bored. Snacks, cigarettes, and blow all run their course. You find yourself peeking around. Not out of perversion, mind you, just bored. Get used to patterns. Get numb. Businessman slipping a few naughty ounces of bourbon into his Starbucks while his wife's having a secret breakdown in the bathroom. Some common piece of shit kicking his dog when no one's around. Kid looking at white power websites after the parents gone to bed. All that's rinse and repeat while you're sitting in your car taking notes.
You're accustomed.
Seen it all. Make you sick, Jimbo. First 6 months gave me a nasty ulcer. But yeah, like I said, things got weird.
You got a hobby, and it cost you.
You know I couldn't let it go. Even after Jersey, I'm still tracking. But that's not why you called me. You called me about that last run in Richmond.
The one that made you leave town.
Yeah, that one. Mr. Pillows.
Tell me about the others, too. I got some tracking of my own. A collection.
Well, the others will cost you extra.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system. So wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Your fight is not with us. We only want you to embrace change. Cocoon.
What was once a sleep-like quiescence is now the awakening.
Delivery is a podcast distributed by Celebrity Tumor and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike International license. For information pertaining to the episodes, cast list and attributions, please visit deliverypodcast.com.
We hope you enjoy this bonus feed drop of Delivery Podcast. If you like this episode, please make use of the link in the show notes to listen to the whole series, subscribe, rate, and review. And don't forget to rate, review, and share I Love Lucifer with your friends and family. Thanks for listening.